fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 5th day of April, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'd like to volunteer, just send me an email. We'll get you set up to volunteer. This morning we have Deputy Hendricks from the beautiful state of Mississippi, where he proudly flies the proper flag of the state of Mississippi in front of his home. To the pledge for us. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore, to you, John. Good morning to Chance, and good morning to Dr. Myers. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank you, Deputy. Well, in your ongoing quest to keep track of what's going on in your neighborhood with the consequences of class shot, any updates for us, sir?
Well, again, another personal note. Attended another funeral last week of a friend of ours whose son was a doctor, and he passed at the age of 32 from having gotten a class shot and a booster. His wife is also an RN. And she has cognitive function, or dysfunction, I should say, right now, as a result of them two getting the shot. So one has passed, and the other one is not, how should we say, functioning normally anymore.
So the medical doctor was 32 years old, just getting started in his career and his life?
Yes.
And the age of the registered nurse, who I assume she no longer can work in a normal capacity.
No, she cannot. She's at home being. Well, she kind of can care for herself, but not. You know what I mean? It's like any other.
Right. So the ongoing question is: do their friends, associates, relatives make the connection between an otherwise healthy medical doctor and his wife, both becoming dead and disabled from the clot shot?
Well, I know the mother has. I don't know about extended family and all that, but I do know the mother, again, because she's a friend. I know about the situation, and I'm sure there's other situations out there I know I can't be the only one that's having to go to funerals because of this, but.
Well, it's a sad situation. I think the board does see an acceleration. Acceleration this year, Deputy, of you attending more funerals than ever. That's my belief. What do you think, sir?
Well, I think so, too. And I'm just wondering if it's other folks out there having the experience the same thing. It just seems like, well, that's two here recently, as you recall, about 26-year-old, other 26-year-olds. So it's two in a row here almost. Going to be a weekly thing, seems like, almost.
Right.
That I know of personally. And anyway.
Apparently, the heavy death toll is the millennials. What is that, 20 to 40 years old, the millennials? They're taking the heaviest hit, I believe. Is that your information also, Deputy?
Right. And what I've read from other sites like yourself and heard, you know, from your broadcast and others.
Well, let's turn to something a bit more pleasant. Is there any movement in the state legislatures to reinstate the proper historical flag for the state of Mississippi?
Well, it's supposed to be on the ballot this fall. Whether it makes it or not is hard to say. There seem to be some folks behind not wanting it reinstated. So, from what I understand from talking to my local, you know, representative and senator at the state level, they're trying to get in there, but there's opposition from powers to be, how should I say.
I find it rather ironic because people are so misinformed and don't know true American history that, for example, the most important thing in this regard is slavery was a legal practice all during the Civil War in the United States of America. I don't believe most Americans know that, do they?
Well, that's certainly true, and you reiterated that the other day. I heard you, you know, bear your testimony and an understanding of that again, which, like you say, you always got new listeners coming on board, and so many of them don't know history, period. So I wouldn't say that's true about your audience necessarily, but, you know, Americans in general, which, you know, because look at the knowledge about the clock shot.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you for the update, Deputy. Anything else before you get away?
Well, no, I hope you and the audience out there, the Moore Nation and Chance and Dr. Myers and the lovely Mrs. Moore will have a great Easter. Remember to celebrate it in faith and in prayer, and because we're, like you said, pray diligently because we're in times that are not normal at all, as you well know.
All right. Thank you, Deputy. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday. We appreciate it.
Take care and God bless. And, of course, Kazuski.
All right. Thank you very much. And we have Patient Wayne Greenham, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of the food is organic. And he's always running specials and always bringing on board new products. And I'm especially interested in this new portable building that he's offering. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Well, good to have you with us.
My heart is saddened by the news that Deputy shared with us. As a parent, John, you and I both, it's just so hard to imagine that your child of 32 years old has been taken from your life, and this is happening over and over and over again. No parent should outlive their child, as the expression goes. Very sad and very unfortunate at the same time. I truly hope, like you said, John, that people are talking about this and waking up to the fact that this is dangerous, right? And to stop right now, even if you've had the shot and the booster, discontinue that immediately. It truly is heartbreaking.
Right.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, let's look at this 32-year-old medical doctor. Typically, by age 3, a really bright, really high IQ boy or girl is becoming very apparent to their parents and grandparents. All through school, they excel, getting top grades. Maybe they were valedictorian or salutatorian at their high school. they get accepted at a university to get their four-year undergraduate degree, where once again they excel and get high marks in every which way. Get accepted in medical school, once again, another quest where high marks and hard work result in finally, after years of training and education, they become a medical doctor. It's typically 8 to 12 years of education past high school to become a medical doctor. It's not easy. It's hard work. And only very bright men and women attain that level of education and so forth. So here he was. He probably had only been in practice maybe a year or two, maybe three at the most, as a medical doctor. And, of course, the moment he entered medical school, he was taught and trained to trust everything that comes at him from the pharmaceutical industry and to distrust anything that does not come from the medical pharmaceutical industry. And now he's dead because he trusted and believed in the wrong thing. And his wife appears to be unable to function at her normal capacity. We don't know if that'll ever change or not. Now multiply what I just said, Chance, times 10,000, 20,000 healthcare professionals, medical doctors, osteopaths, registered nurses, paramedics all over the country, the men and women that we rely on to help keep us healthy, the men and women we rely on to be in an emergency room when we come there cut up or bruised up from an automobile accident or a chainsaw accident, whatever it might be. The medical profession is being decimated nationwide, and that was the goal, and they will achieve their goal, Chance. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'll just use the word duped. They were duped. Imagine that young man just starting out in his medical career. This could have been someone who came up with a surgical procedure that has that changes, you know, the way in surgery, the way that a complicated surgery might go into a very simple one. We don't know this, and we'll never know this. So again, across this country, like you say, we're losing some of the greatest minds and athletes as well. And it's very saddening. And I just, from all of this, I hope what comes out of it is some education and information on how this is affecting, you know, the world's population, and to put an absolute end to this.
Well, it's a sad situation. And anyway, the portable buildings that you're offering for sale, I'm in the demographics I work with, I can see a need for those, a very immediate need for a cost-effective portable shelter that can be set up. From the time it's laying flat on the ground on a shipping pallet until it's erected, how many men and how many hours to get it up and together?
So the second one we put together, the first one's always a learning curve. The second one we put together took two people 10 minutes. Two people 10 minutes.
What kind of tools?
So all you need to set this up is a piece of machinery that can lift it up into the air. So it has to be about 4 feet above the top of the shelter, which is 8 feet tall, right? Okay. So a forklift, a backhoe, a skid steer, any of these things that you'd find or you can rent, you know, well, in your town could do this job.
Well, how about the poor man's winch is a come-along. How about a come-along attached to something 12 feet above the ground, that you could lift it up with that. Would that work?
It would if it was a heavy duty come along. Just understanding that
kind of weight we're looking at lifting here.
2,500 pounds. Yeah, 2,500.
Okay, so it's a ton and a half. It's a ton and a quarter. Yep, yeah, there's come alongs. I believe there's come alongs that have that capacity. And just thinking all the different ways. But out here in the country, the equipment that you described is routinely available. These farmers and ranchers routinely have that kind of equipment, don't they?
Ask still that there, question Chance? Again.
I say again, out here, when you get away from these cities and you're in agricultural areas, these farmers and ranchers routinely have that kind of equipment, don't they?
They do, and that's the point. A tractor, a John Deere, or whatever that might be, these farmers normally have on their property. But if you live in the city and you don't have acreage, right, you don't have this equipment, you can go to your local Home Depot and rent that same equipment by the day. Again, it's really easy to set up. Once it's up in the air, there's something called a trucker's load lock. Okay, we include that with the shelter. Once it's up in the air, you put the load lock in the center and you crank it out so that it extends the walls. And then you put the bolts in, tighten them down, and you're done. What's great is it works the other way too. If you don't like your view, you can change it. Take it back down, slide it over to an area that you'd like, or in disaster relief, which is important. I know, John, that you and Deputy are involved in this. In disaster relief, you can bring in these shelters, set them up. When the disaster's over, people can go back home, put them back in storage, and use them again and again and again. Construction companies rent pods like this all of the time, and it costs them during the construction to rent this by the month. So they could purchase these and use those over and over again. They're really awesome, and they're beautiful. Insulated electricity is already pre-wired. Lights, two windows, and a door for $5,800. It's nonprofit, so you know you're getting the exact cost, $5,800. Yeah. You can actually write you a receipt, a tax-deductible receipt.
The dimensions, inside finished dimensions.
Yes, sir. 20 feet long, 8 feet wide, and almost 8 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good size.
160 square feet. And again, they are insulated. They can be heated during the winter with a small ceramic heater. They can be cooled during the summer with a portable air conditioner. That's all it takes. And so,
outstanding.
Again, it's pre-wired. Now, here's the waiver here. We do have toilets, sinks, futon bed, shower, all of these things. We do have these available. That's code in most communities, so we are not involved in that. We'll include all of these if you'd like those at an additional cost. But the plumbing and the electrical and all that is up to the buyer at the end.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And I know that getting the website up and running has been a challenge. Any idea when it might be squared away?
No, we're actually very close. We're very close. Okay. And, you know, I blame myself. I'm kind of picky. I want a beautiful website. I don't want it to be, you know, hawky or cause any problems with navigation and that type of thing. So this is like the third draft I've looked at. But I'm very happy with the new platform. It's going to be a GoDaddy platform, streaming fast, you know, and clear and concise. So we're very, very close. I would say within probably 2 weeks, this is going to be up.
All right. Well, myself, the people I work with may end up being one of your customers. I can see it headed that direction. Okay. Yesterday, the first time since this country has been a country well more than 200 years, a former president was indicted on what I'm calling make-believe criminal charges.
I'm so sorry about that. Let me mute here.
And the judge in this matter did not attempt to place a gag order on President Trump, but he basically issued a warning that, quote, if I can paraphrase what the judge says, that the judge would be watching President Trump, whatever that means. The whole thing is a travesty. It's going to be a distraction from President Trump's time, but it will help Trump in the end. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. And he has everything in stock ready for immediate shipment. Don't you, Chance?
I do. Yes, sir. And as a matter of fact, did you get your coffee, John?
Not yet.
Okay. I'll check with Patricia today. Here's something, a little housekeeping. We've never done this before. This is going to be good for a week, John. All of our herbs and spices, so parsley, chives, oregano, thyme, saffron, all of it. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free. This will last 7 days. You don't have to do anything but order one, and you'll get the second one free. There's no limit, and they will ship immediately. So buy one, get one free. That does end in 7 days. I would hope that folks would take advantage of that, because food without herbs and spices can be, well, let's say a bit boring. This is something we've never done before. They start at $5. I mean, so you can't go wrong. The order has to be a $20 minimum, and the Liberty code will work as well. So Liberty Man code. code will work as well. So take advantage of that. And then as far as inventory goes, we're sitting pretty good still. And there's a few items that are challenging to get clean ingredients right now. But for the most part, 98% of our products are in stock, ready to ship.
All right. We got our caller here. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Mrs. Moore. And good morning, Chance. I hope everybody's well today.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chance. Oh, by the way, I got my order straightened out. We got that order straight. So last time I talked to you, I think on the we're having some problems. I mean, everything's fine now. So I wanted to let everybody know that you do good work over there, and that you made that order correct and got everything right. So, but the reason I'm calling has to do with this Trump indictment that you were talking about, John. The Duke Report, which is on Rumble, I go to every once in a while and listen. They were talking about that when they usually and when they open a court case or when they open the trial, you know, and they go in to be, you know, indicted, they read the statute that was broken. They never read any statute. There was never a statute of any of the laws of the New York area that were broken. It sounds like they don't have anything. The only thing that they can come up with is that they don't really have any laws that were broken.
Nope, not at all. Not at all.
Because they didn't read any statutes that were broken or any violation of even. So I don't know. This to me, and none of the news agencies, of course, are reporting this. They're not going to report this. You know,
well,
they're not going to.
Fox News is reporting it. So.
Oh, they are. Did Fox report it? Good. I'm glad to hear they did. But I hadn't heard any of the others. Yeah, so far. I was listening to yesterday, they hadn't reported any of it. Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know about this, and just, you know, these people got nothing. They've got nothing, absolutely nothing. I don't know why Trump would even obey the gag order or whatever that judge is talking about, because they've got nothing.
There's a threat. There's no gag order.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I just wanted to chime in a little bit and let everybody know, and thank Chance for getting that order straight for me. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie.
John,
bye-bye.
Go ahead.
John, if I could chime in just real quick. Besides everyone knowing this is a witch hunt, there is something that I find quite interesting. The judge in this case happens to be a Biden supporter, campaign supporter, and his daughter, I guess, was working with Kamala Harris. I'm choosing my words carefully. Working with Kamala Harris in her administration, during a part of her administration. So to say that this is an unbiased judge would not absolutely be true, right? I'm very curious to see how this is all going to work out. But see, even if, you know, Donald Trump wins, right, or is found not guilty on all charges, they've still achieved their task that if he does run, there'll be so many, you know, so much black marks, so many, so much information out there that would cause folks, even in his own, you know, on our side, to maybe think twice about bringing him in. So that's just my thoughts on the matter.
All right. Call number is 512-248-8252. President Trump is the only... We got a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Website is thelibertyman.com. My Easter sale on energy cleaners goes until midnight Easter Sunday. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale price refund manually. My toll-free order line, my order takers don't have a clue about the sale. Just go ahead and place your order. That's 800-592-9543. We also have a sale on Liberator rocket heaters, $500 off until midnight Friday, Saturday the 29th. That's all automated. We changed the automated system to accommodate this sale. That's enough to pay for the pellet hopper, plus have a little bit left over, that $500 discount. It's a great sale. You want to get ready for next winter to stay warm and cozy and save money. That's the way you do it, by getting yourself a Liberator rocket heater at thelibertyman.com. Okay. And we have with us Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. He has a question here. He's asking if I'm aware of the restricted. Well, of course I am. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. The public discourse is that it is to shut down TikTok. Ironically, TikTok is not even mentioned in the bill. It's a general bill to restrict, to give government control over the internet is what it is in general. Not a good thing. And what are your thoughts on it, Chance?
Well, I'd like to read. I just got this information the other day, and I did a little bit of research, and I'd like to read to you what is in front of me here. The Restrict Act, S-686, stands for Restricting the Emergency of Security Threats at Risk Information and Communications Technology Act. It was introduced, this is important, folks, by Senators Mark Warner and John Thune on March 7, 2023, as a bipartisan legislation to protect national security and digital economy. The bill aims to give the Department of Commerce the power to identify and take action against any information and community technology products and services that pose an undue or unacceptable risk to U.S. national security or the safety of U.S. persons. It can include apps, websites, software, hardware, and services that are owned or controlled or influenced by foreign adversaries. Now, interestingly enough, it does not say in this apparent legislation that they're trying to move forward, it does not say that it cannot be used right here, you know, in the U.S. So basically what they're saying is if the administration doesn't like what you have to say, maybe you're talking about COVID, maybe you're talking about election fraud, whatever that might be, not only, and this is huge, not only can they shut you down, but they can prosecute you, put you in jail for up to 20 years. They can take your bank accounts, your home, your cars, confiscate all of that. So, you know, here we go again, John. This is Big Brother, you know, wielding that that cane of power against those that oppose it. And I would encourage every listener, every single listener, to write to your congressman and say, if you, you know, allow this legislation to pass, you're gone. We will not vote you back in, whether you're Republican or Democrat or liberal, whatever you are. We will not vote you back in. Make your voice heard. It is important.
It is important to make your voice heard. And this legislation needs to be defeated. I would rather see just a very narrow legislation to make TikTok illegal in this country. It would take maybe one paragraph and no complex, convoluted legislation to control everything. Right, Chance?
That's right. This isn't about TikTok at all. We both know it. You know, they want to silence. They tried to do that through Twitter, and then Elon Musk bought Twitter, and he opened up the lines again, right? So, listen, this is to silence the conservatives so that our voices aren't heard. Isn't it maddening, John? It's maddening, you know. Just go back 30, 40 years. Something like this would be unheard of. People would be in the streets protesting and screaming. And it's like, look this way. You know, none of the media outlets are talking about this. Like, look over here at Ukraine. Don't pay attention to what we're trying to do to you, you know, in the background.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Chance, are you having any issues being able to get inventory to keep your warehouse full?
Just with a few items, and that's only because we're very selective. If they don't meet our standards, if they don't pass the testing, then they don't come in the door, right? But 98% of our products are in stock and well inventoried at this point. At this point, I do need to say that. That can change, you know, from month to month, right? But we're doing our best to keep a solid inventory to keep, you know, your listeners and our customers happy. And we do have a lot of repeat customers. Oh, as a matter of fact, thank you, John. I want to mention this as part of the housekeeping. The 7-7 program, we expected to have to raise that price this year. once we looked at the inventories that we have on hand, we will still be able to honor our commitments and offer up to 120 spots for the 7-7 pay-as-you-go. So that's for people that are on a budget that would like to prepare for up to 6 months worth of food. It's a 10-month program. It's all on our website. But if you do have any questions, please reach out to me at simplycleanfoods@chef.net or give us a call, 737-400-2066.
All right. Well, Cliff Hire put out a report in the last couple of days stating his belief that by the end of August, the U.S. dollar will be almost valueless, maybe completely valueless. And he's advising people to prepare for that. What do you think, Chance?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're listening to, you know, on just about every channel that we monitor as well. And going to the digital currency, which folks must understand, with the digital currency, they'll be able to track how much meat you eat. They'll be able to track how much gas you buy. They'll be able to track everything that you purchase, right, through this digital currency. Again, we're right back to the, you know, square one here. That's Big Brother monitoring and deciding, you know, what we can and cannot do. Imagine the day, John, where they say, "Oh, you've had your ration of chicken this month. We're going to shut you down. You can't buy any more chicken," right? Or whatever that might be. Your purchases of precious metals, for example, or freeze-dried food from Simply Clean Foods would be monitored. So I suggest folks go ahead and prepare now. Go ahead and do what you need to do to protect your family and to maybe help some other people. But understand, keep your ear to the ground on this, because with, you know, Russia and now Saudi Arabia and China partnering up, and the reserve dollar currency is going out the window, you know, that status that we had is going away, and that makes the dollar become just like Venezuela, just crap. So what you need are assets. You need physical assets to get you through these periods of time, and these are investments, whether that's a Liberator rocket heater or a year's worth of food and you know, potable water and filters. You need to act on this now. I can't say that enough, and I know we've said it so many times, but I hope folks are paying attention.
Well, I hope they are. I hope they are. Well, regardless, with all the kill-off, we're in the middle of the worst crime in recorded human history, the consequences of the COVID vaccination clot shot. Recently, a friend of mine, he's a retired healthcare professional. He came down with pneumonia. I know he got the clot shot, and so I looked up the 9 pages, single-spaced, and sure enough, there's 11 versions of pneumonia that a person can get as a consequence of the clot shot. Smart guy, successful in his chosen career, retired, had a great career as a healthcare professional, and he was hoping to live out his years having a great life at his ranch, traveling with his lovely bride and enjoying life. I didn't find out he got the clot shot until after the fact, and I did something I typically don't do. I chewed him out pretty good, but that's hindsight, of course. I typically just let it go, because once you can't be unvaccinated. And his wife was standing by. She also was a retired healthcare professional. She was just smiling because she knew she had attempted to get her husband to not get the clot shot, but without success. And multiply that times a couple of million, and that's where we are, aren't we, Chance?
That is. It's exactly where we're at. And the future looks, and I don't mean to sound, you know, depressing here, but the future looks bleak for a lot of folks in the next couple of years that are going to leave us, that are going to pass on. It's very unfortunate. But, you know, John, through your efforts and efforts of others that are out here in the alternative media, people are waking up. You ask me usually once a week, what am I hearing? It's now part of you know, the coffee roundup where people come together and they talk about, you know, events in the community, et cetera. And people are talking about this. Oh, I'm not going to, you know, I heard this and I heard this. I'm not going to get any more boosters. I think that's a positive thing. And, you know, that's thanks to you and many others that are getting this important information out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're doing what we can. We reach the ones we can, knowing full well we can't reach everybody, knowing full well that the consequences of what's going to happen is going to happen anyway. We just, if you haven't seen the film The Day After Tomorrow, I would encourage everybody to watch it. It's a docudrama of what would happen following a passage of the 10th planet. But the one scientist who knows he's going to die in Scotland is talking to the other scientist in the United States, and he makes the following statement: save the ones that you can. And that's where we are, aren't we, Chance? Save the ones that you can.
Yeah, it's definitely a big statement, and a little, again, kind of bleak. You know, I think when did that movie come out, John? That documentary?
It's been 18, 20 years ago, quite a while ago.
I thought so. I think I've seen that. I'll have to watch that again. You know, now that's where we're at. And it is that agenda, and let's just say it what it is, of a depopulation that, you know, we're dealing with. Now, I have not vetted this information. Maybe you've heard, but I was doing a show last night, and they brought up the fact that they're injecting mRNA into avocados, into lettuce, and into tomatoes. Have you heard this?
I've heard that. I've yet to see convincing evidence. My wife and I are discussing growing our own food. We're, in fact, I'm now, I'll soon be representing a Texas greenhouse company to make high quality greenhouses available to people. And we're looking at a greenhouse ourselves. It's scary stuff, but I've yet to see convincing evidence. By the way, The Day After Tomorrow film was released in 2004, 19 years ago.
Okay, perfect. I'd be interested to learn a little bit more about this greenhouse company. That's something that we enjoy doing as myself and my wife, gardening. We've got some seeds planted. And by the way, folks, we do carry a non-GMO heirloom and open pollinated seed, 36 different varieties, over 10,000 seeds. It's important that you understand the high germination rate of 98% to 99% of the seeds that you purchase from us will pollinate, and it's much better than most that you're going to find in your local store and nursery. So, I'd like to get more information. When do you think that's going to go active live, the greenhouse?
Hopefully next week or so. It should be pretty close.
Okay. Is this all sizes, do you know yet?
All sizes, from hobby size to commercial size that a commercial outfit would use. They've been around, the oldest greenhouse manufacturer in the country. They've been around since about 1947-48.
So they carry the ventilation and all of that comes with
everything you need. Everything you need, right.
The most successful garden I had, John, you know, before COVID, we were doing lots of conferences like you. You know, we were following around the same group of guys. And so I put in a Rainbird system that had an automatic waterer. And it would water the plants at 5 o'clock in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. You never want to water your vegetables during the day, the heat of the day.
Right.
And so I really didn't pay, because we were so busy moving constantly from conference to conference, I didn't pay much attention to it. I come back after about 3 or 4 weeks and check on the plants, and brother, they were just thriving. They had grown all of the vegetables. We even grew corn in there. Everything was thriving. So the watering is so important and so easy to forget. You must keep your plants watered. And not all water is the same, right? So pouring chlorinated water into your plants is not wise. It's super, super important. And, this is the time of year. So, you know, you want to be self-sustainable.
Absolutely. And that means a home garden for fruits and vegetables. It means some chickens. if you got room and the ability to take care of goats. Goats are the most cost-effective farm animal you can have. They eat anything. They don't take up much space. They need a good fence, though. Goats need a really high, tight, strong fence. I've known some goat owners, and they tell me the issues they have attempting to keep the goats inside the fence. It's a challenge. But all those things.
I understand they'll actually chew. Won't they chew on the fence if it's like chicken wire or something like that? They'll chew on the fence until they can get out.
Well, they'll do that. Plus, they lean against it. They keep leaning and leaning and leaning. Here's our break right there.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. I don't know where this hour went, Chance. It just flew by, didn't it?
It always does for me, brother. We put out a lot of information, and hopefully folks are, you know, taking that to heart. One more thing before we run out of time. I don't know if you've heard, but was it called RT, Russian News? They're saying that Putin has... Yes, sir. Putin has given instructions to the people to prepare for nuclear war, which means they have actually still the Cold War shelters that we used to have back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. that we've now shut down, but they have these shelters for their people to go into. I find that enlightening, to say the least, that he's preparing for nuclear war. So something to think about.
Well, beginning in 1996, Russia built massive underground cities in the Caucasus Mountains, they can shelter many millions of their own people properly in a nuclear war. Of course, we have nothing like that for the citizens. The high-level government officials have their shelters, but for the general population, it simply doesn't exist.
Well, we have cities underground, like you say. I think it's for, like you say, the high government officials, scientists, engineers, and those who have the ticket. We could house millions as well, but we will, most likely, not be chosen to go under.
That's right. That's right. Well, I know people that have access to what the insiders call them hotels, and they don't trust the engineering. They're not going there. They're going to make their own plans. So, anyway, Chance, we always appreciate you being with us, and we look forward to having you back next Wednesday. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Real quick, John, would you like us to send you the seeds as well as the coffee? Do you need some seeds?
Of course. I always need seeds. Of course.
Okay. I'll take care of it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Okay. We're going to top the hour break. We'll be back with Professor McKinney. Professor McKinney was not available last week because of his travels, but I'm pretty sure he'll be this week. And third hour, we'll have my friend Jeff Nyquist with us. Never know where my conversations with Professor McKinney are going to go. He's truly, if such thing as a Renaissance man, he's it. He is absolutely it. He's a great friend. We've met face-to-face several times, and we've known each other now, about 18 years or so. What happened yesterday is a sad day for America, a good day for President Trump's campaign. What the opposition, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims hope is that they will influence what's called the swing vote. There are probably going to be some influencer, especially on people who don't understand the law, don't know the law, are simply catching headlines that they think represent the truth. But for the base of support for President Trump, it will galvanize that base of support. His campaign funds will be larger than ever. People will be volunteering their time all over the 50 states and territories to volunteer for President Trump's campaign. That's what's going to happen. This will be a presidential campaign like we've never seen before. That's exactly what's going to happen. And that's it for this hour. We'll be back with Professor McKinney. Stay tuned.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.